Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Philip Wallach, writing at the Civitas Institute about the history of tariffs, the Congress, and the presidency. It didn't start with Trump. It started with Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, Congress giving those presidents the power to say yay or nay over a particular deal. This was during the Napoleonic era. It turns out that FDR is the man most resembling Mr. Trump at this present, because Congress gave him the power to say yay or nay and to do deals and break deals and correct deals and change direction for deals. This is in the 1934 Act. Congress wanted FDR to take charge. Well, FDR and Donald Trump, I'm sure that historians will find something else in common, but right now what I've found is they both wielded the tariff power because Congress, where it always was understood to belong, stepped back and said, here, you take it. We've got too many contradictions. Philip Wallach, writing at Civitas Institute. Philip is at the AEI. His book, Why Congress, I look forward to reading and talking to him about later this year when it comes out in paperback. Tariffs, FDR, Donald Trump, odd couple. More of this tonight.
I would say FDR was a man of many contradictions, but he did run in 1932 as somebody who was going to bring freer trade as one antidote to America's economic woes. And he delivered on that. He appointed as Secretary of State Cordell Hull, who was a principled free trader who had been an opponent of the earlier rounds of tariffs. And the Democratic Congress of 1933 moved pretty quickly to empower FDR as their way of lowering tariffs. They said, we have dirty hands here in Congress. We know that we as legislators have all these parochial interests that we've been looking out for too much. We need to have the president act on behalf of the national interest to negotiate better deals for the American people. And so over the course of his, you know, 3+ terms in office, FDR was empowered to do this by Congress, and he did negotiate many of these deals.
This is the